Two top Indian officials met with Sri Lanka's president to demand an immediate ceasefire in the bloody civil war, as the UN report estimates that nearly 6,500 ethnic Tamil civilians have been killed and 14,000 wounded in the last 3 months of fighting. Concern for the safety of the civilians trapped in the war zone has increased in recent weeks as the government pushed ahead with its offensive to crush the Tamil Tiger rebels and to end the nation's 25-year civil war. On Monday, the military broke through rebel fortifications on the edge of a previously declared no-fire zone along the northeastern coast, sparking an exodus of more than 100,000 civilians. Meanwhile, the local director of Caritas in Sri Lanka's war-torn Vani region, Father Vasanthilan, was injured in an attack yesterday. We spoke to Patrick Nicholson from Caritas Internationalis about Father Vasanthilan.
Well, Father Vasanthilan was the director of the local Caritas in Vani. He did have the choice to leave the area, but he chose to stay with his people, or you know, with the people that he was helping, providing humanitarian relief and providing a sort of shining light of hope to them that you know, that they would get through this, and also some, you know, humanitarian relief, food and water, and what he could provide. The church where he was staying came under bombardment, and he was badly injured in both his legs, and one of them has been amputated. I mean, he was a real hero. He's only 35 years old, and to lose his legs like this in the service of the poor is an incredibly courageous and brave act. He was well known throughout Caritas and Sri Lanka for his courage. He was much loved, and so to keep him in our prayers, I think.